Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM, 4 o'clock Tuesday. That means it's time for Discorder Radio. Oh, yeah. We're having a good old time, as we always do here on Tuesdays. Wade here, along with my co-host with the most, DJ CJ.
Hello.
How you doing there, buddy?
Fantastic.
Thanks for getting another lively show ahead. A lively show with lots of dead things.
Lots of dead things.
Yes. Including the Dead Voices Farewell Show. Right now we're going to kick it off with the band that is gracing the March cover this month. A band from Victoria known as Dead Soft. A great article in Discorder Magazine, pick it up, written by Keith Pellick. Photos by Jonathan Dye. And these are the fuzzy guitar stylings of Nathan Epp, Keely Rochon, and Graham McDonald. They are Dead Soft, and they have a brand new full-length album coming out later this spring. In the meantime, this is a track off their Teen Fiction EP. The track is... Teen Fiction, Dead Soft, on Discorder Radio. We're back on Discorder Radio. That was Dead Soft with Dead March off the Teen Fiction EP. Dead Soft, once again, gracing the cover of Discorder Magazine this month. We're back in the studio.
Exciting times.
Yeah, it's good to be back. This is my second week back in the mix.
Welcome back to Canada.
Thank you. Finally getting acclimatized to the time and the weather and all that good stuff.
Some say that Sochi was just like Vancouver.
It was. I mean, it was about plus 18 or plus 19. But after Sochi, there was Moscow, which was about minus 5. On to London, which was plus 10. On to Copenhagen, which was about 0. And then back to Vancouver, which was, again, plus 9, plus 10. So I think all the temperature ups and downs, plus the travel and jet lag, had me a little bit under the weather, as you may have been able to tell with my scratchy throat last week. But it's good to be back. It's good to be back in Vancouver. It's good to be back... seeing what's happening in town and excited about all the great live music, including tons of great live music happening this weekend.
That's true. On Friday, too. Fantastic night for live music.
Yeah. Now, should we... I mean, we could go into that now, or do you want to wait? Before we go ahead, maybe it's always good to take a little bit of a look back. So now, you had the pleasure of being at this event on last Friday night, I believe. It was called the UBC Last Band Standing event, where they have a whole bunch of bands that go through, I guess, a bit of a contest, a bit of a showdown, and then the winner gets an impressive prize pack, which includes a live performance music video production pack by Green Couch Productions, a 1-year Music BC membership, a VIP Molson experience, and a management coaching session too. And this is pretty exciting: an opening spot at Block Party 2014, which is coming up in about
April
3 weeks time.
Yes, very soon.
Yeah,
April 8th, April 6th.
Yeah. Who was the band that played last year the opening of Block Party?
Anzio Jam.
Right.
Anzio. I think it was Anzio Jam.
That was pretty exciting too. So,
but apparently Matt, who we will soon be listening to, told me they broke up. So.
Oh. Wah, wah, wah. Well, hopefully they didn't start some kind of curse. We'll find out. We'll talk to those guys, I'm sure, more. We'll do the live to backstage thing on Friday, April the 3rd, whenever the date is, for the Block Party. Last day of school. Get ready and excited for that one. But CJ, tell us a bit about your experiences when you were, because you were actually there on Friday.
Yes, I was. I was there for the first two bands before I had to head out for work. But and so was Jonathan Q, our local music coordinator, who was invited to be among the panel of judges.
Nice.
Judging the four bands that were playing. And the bands were Room 202, Rebel on a Mountain, Jaguar, and The New Atlas. So a big, decent range of rock and funk music. And it was fantastic. I mean, I personally love any form of funk music, as you know, Five Alarm Funk, Deep Seated, Cat Empire. You know, we those who listen to Discord Radio know that we love funk here. So they were my personal favorites, but I heard Rebel in the Mountain were really, really good. So
you heard they were good. You heard their sound, so that's how you knew they were good, or you just heard through through the rumor mill they were good.
I heard through the grapevine.
Okay.
And by the grapevine, I mean through the walls as I was walking home.
Okay. You had your fill after the New Atlas played, and that was all
Jaguar. After Jaguar.
After Jaguar. So the New Atlas was the band you were digging the most, but they played earlier.
No. I first saw Room 202,
yep.
Then saw Jaguar,
yep.
And then left after Jaguar.
But isn't, I thought, so Jaguar was the band you were digging. Why did I think it was the New Atlas?
I don't know. They played last.
Okay. Okay, well, anyway, we'll have to make sure we do our prep before we do this segment again. But in the meantime, Rebel on a Mountain was the band who I guess, rose victorious.
Yes, but I had the chance to talk to Matt Wright, who organized Last Band Standing here at UBC. So let's listen to my interview with him.
Let's do that.
All right, I am DJ CJ from CITR 101.9 FM. I am sitting here with...
Matt Wright.
And Matt, tell us a bit about the origins of the Last Band Standing.
Sure thing. So Last Band Standing started from an organization called COCA. And what they do is they run some regional events and then kind of a provincial-wide event known as Last Band Standing. It used to be called Campus Music Explosion. And so when I started coming to UBC, I decided to bring the program out here, and here we are in our second year.
Are you a student at UBC, or do you just come in here just to promote COCA?
Yeah, I'm actually doing my master's in civil engineering in the Faculty of Applied Science.
Right on. So before you realized that this is something that could kick off at UBC, did you experience bands here on campus?
Yeah, so a little bit of the Vancouver music scene kind of came out here with me. I did a little bit of research because I'm a huge music fan. So before I came out here, I kind of researched the venues and some of the smaller bands and definitely checked them out before coming to this role.
Did you know about CITR at all?
I actually didn't know about CITR until I got out here, but I was very happy to know that UBC and students had a radio station out here because I love the idea of community radio.
Could you name the bands playing tonight?
Sure thing. So we have Room 202, Jaguar, Rebel on a Mountain, and the New Atlas. I definitely think it kind of represents the eclectic nature of the Vancouver and especially the UBC music scene. There's so many talented artists, even though a lot of people, you know, tend to group things as indie or rock or alternative. Some of these bands are definitely bridging the gap between many genres, and I think that's great that UBC students are involved.
So there are a panel of four judges. Could you talk about the criteria that they're judging the bands on?
Sure thing. So the judges are kind of all-around judges. So what we're looking at is overall style and creativity, flow of the music. We're also judging stage presence, crowd interaction. We're really looking for that rock star vibe because one of the prizes is actually an opener spot at Block Party. And so one of the things that we really want to make sure is that the band has a great presence. The students are going to enjoy at Block Party.
Let's talk a bit about Block Party. Where is Block Party happening this year?
So this year it's going to be at Matthews Field, which is located just outside Thunderbird Stadium. It's maybe a 12-minute walk from the bus loop, and you can get there from pretty much any major bus route as well.
All right. Any last words to people to get them out there to Block Party?
We got a great lineup. You should definitely come check it out. Come support your student band that makes it to the opener spot. We also have some great food trucks coming, some unbelievable sponsors, so make sure you check out Block Party April 8th.
When you take him by the hand of a lifeline, as it controls you, and by the edges of a cigarette collar, and it rang true. If you vow me in, then I'll spit you out.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Those were the victorious, the winners, who were victorious. That's what winners usually are. Rebel on a Mountain with the track Muscles. That was off their calendar EP. And they will be opening the Block Party on Friday, April 8th, which has been moved to Matthews Field, just outside of Thunderbird Stadium, for, I guess, a new installment of the last day of school. It was formerly known as the Arts County Fair when it was at Thunderbird Stadium. For the last few years, it's been at McInnes Field as Block Party. Still retain the Block Party name, but moving venues now. And yeah, we'll hear from those guys, a UBC band. And that was a great interview, CJ, with Matt, who was, I guess, the organizer of Last Band Standing.
Yes, that's right.
Good stuff. And yeah, the band Rebel in a Mountain, a bit of info on the band. They were formed in 2012 through bonds of friendship, both old and new. A Vancouver band that has a combination of sounds from across Canada and Denmark to create a musical landscape of feelings. I guess that means one of the members of the band must be Danish. Speaking of Denmark and Scandinavia specifically, while I was there, I was staying with some friends, told them a bit about Discorder Radio, so I'm proud to say that we've gotten a little more of an international audience now. So some quick shout-outs to Frida Torgerson in Bornholm, which is an island outside of Denmark, Karsten Koch in Copenhagen, and Suzanne Eriksson in Trollhättan, Sweden. Speaking of Sweden, one of the hottest new wave indie bands out of Sweden is actually in Vancouver tonight. Yes, they're kicking off a North American tour to support their latest album, which is called Weekend, a very sexy band fronted by the sultry Maya Avarshan. They are known as The Sounds. The show is put on by the Georgia Strait, and it's happening tonight at venue. So, and there's still tickets available, too, as well. So if you want, go down and check it out. So let's, without further ado, let's kick it off right now. All the way from Sweden, tonight in Vancouver, it is The Sounds. The track is Shake, Shake, Shake from their latest album, The Weekend. And you are listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Telling Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hello, Josh.
Hello, Brandon. How are you today?
Quite well, thank you.
Good. Do you remember that ruckus around campus with the lights and the pedals last year?
Oh, you mean the UBC Bike Rave?
Oh, yes. What exactly is a UBC Bike Rave?
Well, it's a mobile celebration of music and lights.
Really? And how is it going to be different than last year?
Well, on March 21st, we'll have more lights and faster bikes.
Sounds interesting. Where can I find more information?
Check out the Facebook page at UBC Bike Rave 2.0 and our website at ubcbikerave.com.
That sounds excellent. I will bring my helmet and my penny farthing.
Well, I'll bring my father's penny farthing.
Well, I'll bring U-Town.
I'll bring UBC Rec.
I'll bring the calendar.
All right, then. Good show.
How you feeling?
CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at CITR.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
Hi, I'm Hoxley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Bays, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio, Vancouver.
And this is Mounties!
And this is Mounties!
But seriously, it is Mounties.
And this is Mounties, their brand new track, Tokyo Summer, Discorder Radio.
Tokyo summer, hazy like a Tokyo summer,
I've been hanging off your every word, under blankets and covers.
Now, fool, she said it was strong. It was against the sky. It makes our dreams alive. All we want and all we ever could have hoped to be is still
Wow, that was good.
That was brilliant. I loved it.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard that song in its entirety. And these guys, they're just talented musicians. They know how to bring it.
They do.
And they know how to bring a timely release date, too, because CJ and I were both, just to give listeners out there a visual, we both kind of, at one point, we're closing our eyes, kind of grooving with the tunes, and I was thinking to myself, this is a great summer song. And it's like, oh, wait a second, Tokyo Summer. The album is not actually going to be released till April 15th. This is the sort of the next single. So,
Of course, if you want to listen to it, you can go to Light Organ Records and purchase it for $7 when it comes out. $7. That's brilliant.
Very reasonable. Very reasonable. Yeah, Mounties. And what, you know, and going back to these guys being talented musicians, they're also smart guys. They've been around the music industry for a while. It's a bit of a Canadian supergroup. We've got Steve Bays of Hot Hot Heat, Hoxley Workman, who was a very successful solo artist in the early 2000s, Ryan Dahl, formerly of Age of Electric, and Limb Lifter, and actually Parker Bosley, who we've had the pleasure of chatting with a couple of times. He plays in many bands all over Vancouver, most notably the Gay 90s.
And the Zolas.
This is true. This is true. He fronts the Gay 90s.
Yes.
And that's another thing about these guys, too, is that as we're listening, there's so many different voices on there. You've got four legit singers. I mean, a lot of bands just have the one singer that does their thing. But because these guys have all been lead vocalists in previous groups, it just makes the harmonies and the variety just that much better. And I don't mean to be like going overboard on my enthusiasm, but I'm just hearing the song for the first time. These guys, they released a track, Headphones, about a year ago, and slowly over the past year have just built up enough interest to make this finally album release over a year later a big deal. So good on the Mounties. And the reason we were playing them today is because they are coming to town. They're going to be playing their sort of first ever official Vancouver show. The only other show they've actually played is at Rifflandia, where CJ and I had the pleasure of watching that show.
Jolly good show.
Yeah. And another thing, too, again, I don't mean to go too overboard on my love for the Mounties, but, you know, we only knew a couple of tracks going into that show, and you and I were in the crowd, like, just going nuts to the songs we didn't know.
Everybody was going nuts at Rifflandia.
This is true. This is true. But that's the markings of a really good band, when you're enjoying the tracks you've never heard before, even more than the radio-friendly tracks. Yeah, so the album is called Thrash Rock Legacy. The band is Mounties. They're playing this Friday at the Commodore. And to help bring you up to speed a little bit more about who these guys are and what they're all about, we had the chance to chat with them backstage in September at Rifflandia. So CJ, why don't we give that interview a spin right about now on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We're here with Mounties. Very exciting. The day after your debut performance. You guys all want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Hoxley Workman.
Oh, sure. I'm Steve Bays. And Hoxley plays drums and I play keyboards.
And we also have...
Parker Bosley.
Nice.
Who plays bass guitar.
So let's go back a little bit. How did this project first come about?
Well, Steve and I met doing Gian Gomeshi's Q at Vancouver Junos like 4 or 5 years ago. And then backstage we were having some glasses of wine and... talking about how we were digging each other's music, and then we were talking about Ryan Dahl, who I had never met, but I was a fan of, and then it turned out he was producing the Hot Hot Heat record, and so all of a sudden the three of us were in a room together with some mountains of wine and stuff.
Yeah, I remember it as I was telling Hoxley that I was a hardcore fan, and because when Hot Hot Heat started out, we were on the road, and we had a few CDs on constant rotation, and Delicious Wolves was one of them, and kind of influenced the writing of Make Up the Breakdown in a major way. And I was trying to tell him that, and of course he wasn't accepting the compliments, so he started shelling them out. And then I was saying, oh, Ryan Dahl might come in, because I've been hanging out with Ryan, and who was mixing Hot Hot Heat's album Future Breeds. And then Hoxley was like, oh, I love the bass line from
Ariel versus Lotus.
Ariel versus Lotus. And then Ryan walked in right then, and we were all like, doing air bass.
Serendipitous moment.
And yeah. Parker was a fan of that bass line as well. And
top 10 all-time
bass lines, he says, from his massage. Did you mention that we're in a massage room right now? Okay, well, we're in a massage room right now. Parker's getting a free massage that they give out with the festival. So anyway, so we got together and set up a bunch of mics, and I thought maybe we were just working on a Hoxley record. I wasn't sure. And then he started playing drums, and I was like, I get really inspired when I hear good grooves, so I started playing some on keyboards, and then Ryan started playing a guitar riff, and we hit record, and then it was just too good to just let it die on a hard drive, so we just took it from there.
Headphones was written within the first 3 days. Dance Catches On was written within the first few days, too. Like, so much happened in that first week we were together. I think that's why we felt so taken aback by kind of how good it was. And just and I think, too, for the three of us, I mean, for me and for sure, there was a freeness and just a pure musical joy that I hadn't experienced in a long time. Like, you get into the music business and all of a sudden you're in the music business, which is strangely business-like heavy and music-light, you know what I mean? Right. So then all of a sudden, like, these three guys who we've each had kind of our own versions of success, and then probably we have our bumps and bruises, and I don't think any one of us are jaded. We're all a little bit like hungry for that musical yumminess that got us into music in the first place, I think, you know. And so for me at least, Mounties like just has that.
Awesome. That's a nice way of putting it, musical yumminess.
Yeah. It's true that you forget about that, and Mounties kind of taught me to get excited about live music again, because most of what you hear comes from a live jam. We just record us jamming and then we take the best moments and put it out.
Hi, I'm Hoxley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Bays, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio, Vancouver.
And this is Mounties.
And this is Mounties.
But seriously, it is Mounties.
So speaking about getting excited for live, what is it? What did yesterday feel like? I mean, this project's been years in the making, and to finally have your debut performance in your hometown, Victoria. Can you walk me through what that felt like for you yesterday?
It was pretty joyous. Like I definitely felt like I was trying to contain my smile because I have this perception of what cool is, and it doesn't normally mean wandering around smiling and laughing.
Totally.
You seem to be a pretty smiley, laughy guy. Up there with Hot Hot Heat today, you were very appreciative of the sun. Just hanging out with my buddies. You seem to be a guy who has a lot of gratitude for what, you know, being a musician in Victoria has done.
Well, there's so much darkness in the world, so when you see a bit of light, it feels good.
I've heard it mentioned that some are calling you guys a bit of like a Western Canadian supergroup. Does this feel like a bit of like a second coming for all of your careers?
I think Eastern and Western Canadian supergroup. I wouldn't make it just the West. I think we're just three super creative guys. It's a very nurturing competitiveness, I think, between the three of us. It's not that kind of Sting and Stuart Copeland punch each other in the face kind of competitiveness. It's more of like we're all super fans of each other, and I think too we all have very distinct roles in the band. And
the weird career is weird because we all grew up with dads that had careers that started at one point and ended right before they retired, or as they retired. Whereas the word career with a musician usually means a temporary blip in time. So it's kind it's a scary word. So if you mention the word career, it makes me veer away. But I guess it is. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Instead of a second coming of your career, how about a new horizon, if you will?
Yeah, I think so. And when I think we just kind of are the kind of guys that go towards whatever is the most exciting. And with Ryan Dahl and Hoxley Workman, they're both excited, so it's really magnetic. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it is good. It's a second coming. It's a big thing.
Hey, oh, we're back. Yes, good stuff. That was Mounties backstage at Rifflandia back in September. And listen to that interview again. Those guys are just fun, entertaining, well-spoken, eloquent dudes.
They certainly are. I mean, Steve Bays himself is just, he has a way of sort of charming you into his side of the court. So
that was a great little line about there's so much darkness in the world, so when you see a bit of light, he's got to go with it.
And Hoxley's like musical yumminess.
Yeah, there were some very quotable moments in that interview. Maybe we'll get a chance to interview them again in the very near future. We're definitely excited to hopefully see them. They are playing this Friday. I say hopefully because we're hoping to somehow find our way into that show. I got a good feeling about it, CJ. I got a good feeling we'll be there.
Me too.
So Friday night at the Commodore, do you want to, I think you've got some more show details to
yes.
share with our lovely audience.
So basically, Georgia Strait is presenting this. You got the Mounties, and then you got guests Rich O'Coin and Japanese Girls, I presume, based on the acronym here. Doors at 8, show at 9:30, and you can pick it up, also pick up tickets at Red Cat, High Life, and Ticketmaster. And it's $20, so great show.
Yes, great deal. So I mean, so for $27, you can go to the show and get the album. Sounds great. If that's not your thing, and you want sort of more of a raw East Van kind of experience, there's another show happening on Friday the 21st with just a whole heap of local Vancouver bands, including Grass City, Random Dander, The Wandering Halls, Colby Morgan and the Catastrophes, This Is the Shoes, Hill Beast, The Pretties, Harma White, Light Bulb Vaporizer, and Dusty Bones, who we had the pleasure of having live in studio back in October, I believe it was. So, and we actually got a station ID, which we never played until now. So why don't we play a bit of Dusty Bones? We'll play a bit of the station ID. The track is called F-U-C-K, and actually we have it here off of their tape. Yes, their tape, the Dusty Bones tape. So we're going to play that track right now, F-U-C-K, along with the station ID, Dusty Bones and Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Tom.
We're from Ornament and Crime.
Yo, this is Rendog.
This is Ricardo. We're from
Dusty Bones.
And you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR East Vancouver.
What?
Hey, this is Susie.
And this is Tom of Ornament and Crime.
We're here with our friends from Dusty Bones.
Rendog!
This is Ricky Horgan. And you're listening to the Discorder Radio Show on 101.9 CITR, East Vancouver.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Dusty Bones from their tape, F-U-C-K is the title of that track. They're playing this Friday at the Astoria, an East Van special, along with Grass City, Random Dander, Wandering Hills, Colby Morgan and the Catastrophes, This Is the Shoes, Hill Beast, The Pretties, Harma White, and Light Bulb Vaporizer. Light Vape Bulbarizer. Right on. Another show happening this weekend is happening at the Biltmore. I mean, there's always lots of great shows, but at the Biltmore, this one should especially be great. It's with Johnny DeCourcy, who killed it at last summer's Sunfest. One of the few artists that was actually playing in the sun. So Johnny DeCourcy is playing with Woolworm and Bloom ironic because Saturday is the first day of spring when everything is supposed to bloom into season. I wonder if that was specially chosen for the Saturday show.
I doubt it.
You're probably right. Anyways, without further ado, Johnny DeCourcy, let's play him right now. This guy's a very talented Vancouver artist. This track is called Has It Found You on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah. And it hasn't found us yet. yeah, Johnny DeCourcy, once again this Saturday at the Biltmore. By the way, show's only $8. So it's a great deal. Come check it out. The track, Has It Found You, by Johnny DeCourcy. We got it up now for you. We found it. It's found us. Has It Found You? Discorder Radio. See ya.
Ready for one of UBC's most iconic experiences? On March 23rd, swim, sprint, bike, run, and storm the wall. This is one event that every UBC student needs to experience. Participate as a competitive or just for fun team, or challenge yourself to do the whole course on your own as an iron person. To register, go online to the UBC Rec website before March 13th and check out Storm the Wall. Don't miss your chance to be a part of UBC's longest standing campus tradition.
My name is Justin Roger, and I recently just graduated from the postgraduate radio broadcasting program at Humber College. Being from BC, when you talk to radio professionals and you mention Humber, you see their face light up. That's what really sold me on the school, is that its reputation, even way out west, top notch.
Radio broadcasting at Humber College in Toronto is the only postgraduate radio program in Canada. Get yourself on air and job ready in under a year. Pursue your passion. Visit mediastudies.humber.ca.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Yeah. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Johnny DeCourcy sounding great as always. Has It Found You was the track. More live music continues now. These guys are doing the same night that Johnny's playing at Biltmore. They're doing their farewell show at the Cobalt after 4 great years in Vancouver. The band is called Dead Voices, and the track is called New Zero. So come on out this Saturday. Say goodbye, say farewell to the Dead Voices, because after this Saturday, their voices are going dead. This is New Zero on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
The highest time.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Great tune there. Feeling it.
Loving it.
Feeling it.
Yeah, it was dope. So that
was cool.
That was cool.
It was cool.
It literally was.
It was cool.
Explain, Wade.
Yes, cool. Our former members of Apollo Ghosts, Adrian Teacher and Amanda P., they've teamed up with Sean Mrazek, and they have just released an album called Paint. It's kind of the first launch by this new band, Cool. They got a great sound. We were saying they got a bit of like a Franz Ferdinand thing going on, with a little more like a bit of kind of like almost like a New York hip thing going happening there. So, and their album release show is this Saturday. Our own JC Gibb will be attending this Saturday at the Red Gates on Hastings. And prior to that, we heard Dead Voices, who are playing their last ever show this Saturday at the Cobalt. So just an absolute ton of music to check out this weekend, the first weekend of spring. And yeah, it's all happening here in Vancouver. About 10,000 kilometers away, on the first day of spring, on the first day of fall, I should say, down in Melbourne, Australia, one of a band that CJ and I have become quite fond of is doing their 1,000th show. CJ?
That's just mind-blowing in many ways. Because I guess when you love music and you love to play it all the time, time just flies.
And these guys have only actually really been playing music together for about 12 years. So you do the math, that is almost 100 shows a year for the last 10 years. That's like almost every third night they're playing a live show for 10 years straight. Crazy.
So who are we talking about?
We're talking about the Cat Empire from Melbourne. Great group of guys. They headlined the Jericho Folk Fest. Sorry, the Vancouver International Folk Fest at lovely Jericho Beach Park. This past summer, CJ and I were there in attendance, rocking out. And this Friday night in Melbourne, they'll be playing a free show in Melbourne's Federation Square. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing at your pronunciation of Melbourne.
It's Melbourne, mate. It's Melbourne. It's M-E-L-B-I-N, Melbourne.
Oh, I guess it is.
Well, that's how the locals would say it. Melbourne. I lived there. I lived in Melbourne, Australia for a couple of years, mate, so I got to say it like the locals. Yeah, no worries, mate. Should be right. Anyways, enough about that. We'll give it a bit of a wrinkle dingle with the Cat Empire. Okay, we're going to close the show off now. Congrats to the Cat Empire on their 1,000th show coming up. And again, great music happening all weekend long. Check out our Facebook page. Download the podcast. Twitter, SoundCloud, MixCloud, Facebook, all the social media means. It's Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you for a great show today, CJ. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Cat Empire, down to the 303, a famous Melbourne bar, to close the show. Discorder Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want some culture. Never mind the cheese. Just wanna hear music. And originality. I want some culture. Never mind the TV. Just wanna hear music. Down at the 303. Never mind the cheese. I want some culture. Never mind the TV. About how good music can be, how mean are its bass lines, its melodies and beats. Now it's good to have positivity, but you also must be able to crush adversaries, because we have terrorists in the music industry. Yes, terrorists trying to define what music be. We are modern medicine men, cure all ills with ill beats, but some people are making music sick and stealing all the cheap. Know who you are, and yes, judge not lest ye be judged. I agree, in front of my plasma screen, but while you're making a concert of convicts who stumble through the contest, I'm taking the concept of convex and putting it in a concave context. And if you were rock steady, bebop and shred the upbeat crank, doing that even shit better. Music is for living, yes, music is essential. Music should take risks and be experimental in the culture. Never mind the cheese.
Hi, I'm CJ, CITR's campus coverage coordinator.
Hey, this is Duncan from Dunkin's Donuts.
This is Robin Allum, program manager.
I'm Lucy Clarkson, and I'm in the student executive.
And my name's Steve. I was just standing out in the hallway.
Hi, my name is Brenda. I'm CITR station manager.
Hey, my name's Andy Resto, and I'm the digital library coordinator at CITR.
My name is Hugo, and I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, my name's Eleanor, and I'm the sponsorship coordinator at CITR.
This is Ryan Rozelle, president of CITR's student executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised $39,201.79. And for that, we would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What is this even for?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for supporting CITR.